What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to another horrendous episode of How to Not Comedy.
Have we started?
That's my intro. We've started.
Classic. Now it's going to be real warm in here.
It's going to get hot.
The things we do for this podcast.
Red hot wrist, mate.
The things we do for Zoe and Ben.
Oh, Zoe's on board now.
Zoe listens, yes.
So you got two.
Got two. Shout out to Zoe.
One per year. That's doing well.
Pretty much.
We've been doing it 3 years, actually.
All right.
So, no, Ronan listens.
Yeah, so you got three listens.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on fire.
Ronan listens to his own fucking podcast.
Of course I do.
Like a psycho.
What, the ones you're on, or have you got your own podcast?
Oh, I got my own podcast, and I just listen to it. It's only got a listenership of one.
What would Ronan's podcast be, I wonder?
It'd be quite balanced. There wouldn't be any...
Like wisdom, life wisdom, or something like that.
Life wisdom?
In between, yeah, rants, angry rants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere like between like Bill Burr and
a shitty Bill Burr
and Tony Robbins, like somewhere like in the middle there.
I'd call it working on the case, and I'd just get on the piss.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
a whole carton every episode.
Yeah.
How long would that take?
That podcast, the disappearance of your hair.
It'd be like, yeah, that'd take a while though.
I don't know if we get started.
We'll give it a red hot go tonight.
He's working on the case already.
Yeah.
He's already started. We're doing Mitch's birthday today.
Yep.
We're having a party.
Little get together, shindig.
So far, James can't make it because James has the fake virus.
Yeah, and Luke does too.
Oh, he's got it as well.
Elliot's.
Well, it's close contact, so he's out.
Close contact, yeah.
Who's running the comedy club tonight then?
Alan.
Just Brady.
Yeah.
I think there was someone.
No, I reached out to Elliot and I was like, "Oh, I'll fucking do it if you need someone."
The gig.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about tonight.
I'm talking about tonight. Yeah.
Ah, who's hosting? Yeah.
So you were talking about you're going to do a... What were you talking about then?
I was talking about the open mic.
Oh, Tuesday. Right.
You've never emceed before, and you'll host the Saturday night showcase at the club.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
That's bold.
Yeah. Like it.
Can you imagine that? I fucking have a party at your place and then go do a gig in town.
I was going to do that because Elliot asked if I wanted to like do a set in there tonight. And I was like, no, I've got a fucking... Mitch is coming around and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, can't be doing that.
I picked up your scraps. I'm going and coming back.
You're going.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Why not? You got to do it. What would Bobby do? That's what I asked myself.
No, it'd just be like, hand me another beer. I'm going to go out there with two beers.
Yeah.
Where is Bobby?
Actually, he was on mushrooms. He did that at Watt Street. He did Watt Street on mushrooms.
Did he?
Really?
Yeah, he did. 100%.
Cool. He killed?
As well.
Yeah.
How did he... Did he kill?
Yeah.
He didn't kill, but he managed to
just
do
did
a
Bobby,
set.
Just like solid Bobby, yeah.
That's just him.
My friends.
He just talked. Yeah.
It was crazy.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
My friends.
My friends.
Yeah. And just put Brian on there. Brian and Jay Bellis and put my friends on there.
I just want a t-shirt of Bobby and his face with under it.
Yeah.
And he's like super stoned. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, he's over in Texas at the moment.
Oh,
doing
jiu-jitsu. Yeah, with Joe Rogan.
I swear you've mentioned that on every podcast.
I love him. I'm in love with him. I didn't bring up Bobby, all right?
I did.
Yeah.
I have not. I've left Facebook land. Yeah. So
I'm not sitting here. So here's the update on Bobby this week.
Yep.
well, that's a new segment.
Oh, update on Bobby. Let's do it.
Where's right, Bobby now?
Yeah, yeah. Where is Bobby now? I'll bring it up. Can you vamp?
Yes. Fucking talk. Sort of,
the fuck does vamp mean?
It means like hold the conversation and fucking keep it flowing while I go do something.
It's... I don't know if it was flying.
I fucking hate this cunt so much.
I heard it on...
is that an official term or is that just
something
bullshit?
Yeah, I heard it on Bonfire. They talk about... They say it all the time. And
what
on Legion of Skanks.
Can you vamp?
And on Legion of Skanks. Podcasts.
Okay. What's a podcast? We don't know. We're not doing one.
Yeah, this is one of those.
All right, so what's up with Bobby? Lost a split decision. I've always tried to chase submission in competition, and this match was no different. Very grateful to a bunch of people for allowing me the opportunity to compete. So he lost a jiu-jitsu match 6 days ago, and there hasn't been another post since. So,
Bobby's depressed then.
Yeah.
His trainer sent him off to the re-education camp.
Yeah. What's involved in that, Adam?
You have to go back to school.
Yeah. What do they teach you at school?
They give you a shower and then they burn you to death and take your gold fillings.
Because he lost due to lack of concentration.
Yeah.
They sent him to concentration camp. He's lucky he's not wrestling in China.
Yeah. That got dark.
They're fucking with the Olympics, the dirty cunts. These updates,
But they're fucking ski-hill in the middle of fucking a nuclear reactor and everything.
Yeah.
I love how everyone just cruised over there thinking everything was going to be fine. China's causing trouble. It's like,
It's been China.
Doing that for years, man. Yeah.
Everyone's just now realizing that China's kind of a dick.
China's like the
no, we knew they were a dick, but they went there anyway.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Now they're like, they're being what they were before.
They promised. China was in there and was like, we won't do it. Promise. And they're like, all right, China, we'll trust you. And he's like, I can't help it.
And here's Peng Shui.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
I saw one of them do like the sneaky, it was in ice skating, and they like slid one of the pucks, like where they mark out the oval.
Mm.
One of them leans across another like skater and flicks the puck like into the person in second, like into their ice skate, and just topples them. They just go get like disqualified. They're out of the race. I'm like, nothing happened to the guy from China. Fucked him over.
Yeah.
They're like, it's all good.
Yeah.
There's been like heaps of shit going on like that where they've been cheating and fucking they're getting away with it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Because they own all the officials.
The Winter Olympics, and we don't really give a fuck about it anyway.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, the Winter Olympics are the only, like, women's Olympics that I'll watch because I'm like, I suck at snowboarding. They're still better than me. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
But, like, I won't watch, like, I'm not going to watch the women's event in, like sprinting or whatever. What am I even talking about? I'm not even going to watch
sprint better than
what's
you.
The one
I'm
where
not
going to
watch men's sprinting either. But, yeah, I don't sprint. Like, it's the only thing that I do that I can, like, watch and be like, oh, yeah, that was pretty sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And feel like you had a chance at winning. Is that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, if I put in like enough effort, I could probably compete in that. I think that's how like trans athletes come about. They sit around watching like women's sport and they're like, I could do that. I reckon I could fucking have a crack.
They switch to the men's and they're like, no, fuck no.
Yeah.
Back to just, I could beat those women.
Yeah. Just sitting around.
He's sitting there watching boxing. He's like, I could kick the shit out of that chick.
Don't you reckon?
And they have, too. They have.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you get right to the top and you're like, I can't beat the fuck out of that chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, you reckon, like, the Winter Olympics is, like, the open mic of the Olympics?
Not really.
I think people still train for years. Yeah, you're right. Open mic.
But how do you translate, like, snowboarding to high jump?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't use the Winter Olympics to train for the real Olympics.
Oh, it's just like, we don't give a rat's ass about the Winter Olympics because we don't live in a winter climate, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just get up and bomb. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Speaking of bombs, are you going to be emceeing the fucking crown next Thursday?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, nice.
Oh, yes.
That should be fun.
Fucking sick.
Hey, looking
forward to that.
Maybe.
I think getting a warm-up with Mitch on Tuesday night, so...
Maybe. We'll see.
Are you two on?
Oh, yeah, for comedy.
I messaged him. I was like, I'm keen. So, hopefully.
So you and Ronan are going to do it?
Yeah. I think that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Can't be any fucking worse than Elliot's thing at the moment.
Yeah.
So where do you work?
Yeah.
What are you doing for a job?
They kind of work, though, those two, like, together.
It works as it goes along.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah. Yeah, Luke's just, like, pulling him up like the parent the whole time.
Yeah. Mm.
He's carrying it.
No, I like the dynamic.
It's like a grandmother holding a pit bull.
Yeah.
Yeah, but without Elliot, like, causing chaos, Luke wouldn't be able to, like,
reining
shit
in.
On
yeah.
him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's a good dynamic.
Yeah, it gives him, like, things to bounce off and riff off.
Me and Ben were talking to Luke after the show last Tuesday, and saying he should go up first for just a couple of minutes and just kind of get everything in place, and then Elliot comes like from the back or whatever.
Yeah, from behind. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
So you kind of know, like, oh, we're in good hands here. And then Elliot turns up and you're like, oh, fuck. Here we go.
Yeah, it's sort of, it's funny though, because Elliot's fucking autistic style of talking to people.
It's great.
Is so fucking funny.
It is.
Like, I don't know if he's doing it on purpose. Like, that would be fucking, I think it's just him. I think that's just how he talks to people.
He's leaning into it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was autism night anyway on Tuesday night.
It was. That was good. I got away with saying retard on stage.
Ooh, by get away.
That wasn't the worst
thing. Like a punchline?
They were laughing along with it.
Yeah, wow.
Fill us in then. What's the worst thing that happened? We left.
Oh, well, hang on. Before you say, so he's went down to the Star and there's just nobody there, was there? Or?
Yeah, there was like
two
four
old people eating dinner.
They thought we were going to do live music. They thought we were going to do live music.
Old Lovett had like one red wine. She was like, oh, fuck, I'm sad I'm going to miss you. So we're usually keen. Like, yeah, no, we do stand up. And they're like, oh, all right, thank God we're leaving then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to hear these jokes.
Oh, no, she would not.
Damn.
Yeah.
He looked like such a nice young man.
So, yeah, it was just Eddie and Soames sitting there for an hour.
Oh, fuck.
And then, like, it was canned, so.
Was Eddie pissed off, or?
Yep.
Yeah, she was pretty pissed.
I don't blame her.
But, I don't know, because the fucking, what do you call it? The Star. It was supposed to be on a Thursday there from the start.
And it got changed to Tuesday.
And, yeah, they just said, oh, let's just do it on a Tuesday. She was like, Thursdays are better because, you know, well, that's why we ran the prints at the
Star. Yeah, it's close to the weekend.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm. It's like, yeah, the unofficial start.
So now it's swapped to a Thursday monthly instead.
Well, it's better than
that's much better.
Yeah. But it sucked too because two people came in. They're like, oh, is the comedy on tonight?
Yeah.
They had spent more on the, like, the advertising.
Oh, yeah.
So just, like, two punters walked in looking for a show, and there was nothing there. Had to tell them, like, oh, there's other things on if you want to come out. But,
yeah,
so that was a bit shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's been moved to a better night, so hopefully it'll be better.
Well, it's kind of like same problem that I had, and probably, or you's not so much, because it's always full at the prints, but, like, trying to get the pub to advertise, and they never fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then nobody turns up, and then they get the shits because they're paying money for a show. It's like, spend $10 and...
Yeah. $20, like 1,500 people.
Mm.
And somewhere like that, venues, they've already got someone that does it. So it's not as if they're like, oh, I don't have the time. It's like, you've got a social media person.
Yeah.
Like,
just
do it.
Well, I don't want to be a social media person for pubs because they do fuck all.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You were looking into doing it, weren't you, or something?
Yeah.
It's like they post three things a day, or three things a week, and they charge them fucking whatever.
It's crazy.
Dude, I'd just be fucking stealing memes.
Yeah, it's like, have you got rudimentary Photoshop skills and a fucking bad work ethic? We've got the job for you.
Yeah.
Sounds like me to a teammate.
Just have the pub comment on stuff.
Yeah.
Like what comedians do, just comment on stuff, like fucking Isaac Battlefield will comment on shit, and because he's got the blue tick, like, he gets pushed to the top of the algorithm and shit.
Mm.
Yeah. Don't know what that has to do with anything we were talking about.
Well, no, that's what you could do as the pub as well.
Oh, right.
You could do exactly that stuff. If you've got someone who's funny, yeah. Like, kind of what, like, New South Wales... Well, kind of what New South Wales police do at the moment.
What? It's kind of... The police?
Yeah, that's what they do at the moment. It's mostly just a meme page.
On the police page.
Yeah.
That fucking cyclist deserved to get hit by that car. Hope he was a vegan.
Yeah, so anyway. So when you left...
Such a depth of comedy that man has. Anyway.
It's so deep, isn't it?
I like it how
you forgot women, too.
Yeah, that's true.
The trifecta.
Yeah.
Did you see it went like he went straight up into his tour? It's like touring nationally now.
Yeah.
So it'd be fucking red hot by the time, like stage wise, by the time it gets finished. But at the moment, it's just like, as far as I know, he just went straight up to a fucking a booked out gig.
Well, you're going to get good quick, aren't you?
What's that?
You're going to get good quick.
Yeah. Like, but you kind of like,
throw yourself in the deep end.
Why wouldn't you do like at least a couple of warm-up gigs?
Because his fans are a bunch of dumb cunts and he's going to pay no matter what. So he'll just do the first couple of shows.
Yeah, all he's got to say is fuck cyclists or something and they'll all be just like...
Yeah. Yeah, they all love him anyway. He doesn't really have to be that red hot. But yeah, like once you get a few done, you'll be fucking back on the horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's just not going to care if it's like, really, you're going to have integrity when it's like sold out? Nah, you're just going to be like, I'm just going to go out and make a shitload of money and give him a half decent show.
Yeah, true.
Be mediocre.
And he's gone up to North Queensland first, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you know
his people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know if he's mediocre, though? Like, he might be killing. I haven't seen his show.
I'm not saying we're good or bad. I'm just saying he's just not staged.
After a break,
Yeah.
Like, after you're a bit rusty. Like, for those first couple of shows. But what's he going to do? Come out and do an open mic at the Wicco again?
Yeah.
After last time's fantastic red hot experience of doing that. Oh, fuck that.
Nearly started a fight.
He should get Brooke to open for him.
Yeah.
Just ripper. Just come out. What a dumb cunt.
He's axe fighting with John Wayne Parr. Did you see that?
Axe fight.
What's axe
fight? Yeah, they've got like real light. He went and like got dressed up in like fucking armor and fought John Wayne Parr with axes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's real weird.
Yeah. John Wayne Parr fucking sliced his finger open like real bad on the armor because he grabbed him and went for a knee. Went to like fucking knee him in the body. Sliced himself open.
Why is he kneeing him? He's got an axe.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I know,
he's
it's like, his thing, though.
Yeah, he's like, I just fell into habit. He's fuck it.
How tall is John Wayne Parr?
He's shorter than...
Butsy.
Butsy,
yeah. Butsy's a big fella.
Mm. Yeah, he's probably like 5'10", I guess. 5'8".
Oh, okay. That's not heaps short, but...
Anyone want a beer at all?
Yeah, I'll have a beer.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Kombucha. Yeah, it's in the fridge. Oh, it's in the.
You seen all this shit? This stuff that's going down with fucking Rogan is.
Yeah, what's happening?
He said the N word a bunch of times.
No, he didn't.
The N word.
The N word.
Yeah. Like there was a compilation video that Troll put together.
But it was all in context. You know what I mean?
No, it was out of context. Mm. All the N words were out of context.
I meant when he was saying it.
Yeah.
It was like, he wasn't saying it hatefully. He was saying like...
He was quoting the word.
Or he was like going like, it's crazy how there's this one word that you can't say that people just freak the fuck out about. And then he says it and then they've taken that, like all those little clips of him saying that all the time and just done a compilation of it.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah. So if he said like the full name of like...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the other fridge down there. I don't know if that one's full.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And there's huskies and shit.
Yeah, so they're, like, attacking him, and the Rock's come out and said, oh, I don't want to be friends with him anymore.
Oh, really?
Like, it's fucking
schoolyard. And then that
old
video of the Rock came out where he's, like, being racist against Asians, how he's like, ching chong bing bong.
Oh, perfect.
That's what you get.
Yes, he's been counter-cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't do
it. They're still all just fucking scurrying like ants, aren't they? And then just someone with a torch just going.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when you said that thing 20 years ago when it was okay to say that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I was, making jokes about retards on, like, Tuesday.
Oh, sweet.
I was like, have you got a...
Oh, I thought you said
No, he said he's all good. Have you got a bottle opener?
If you want. That was shit effort on my part. I was like,
Do you
want to
lean over further so you take
Could you grab the bottle opener?
Did I grab one? That way
it's
fucking.
It's Peggy above the fridge.
Yeah?
Peggy's on the table. Somewhere.
Is he?
Yeah.
There it is.
Ah, yeah, never mind.
Got some of that.
Thank you. Thank you, friend.
I'm sure he'd endorse this podcast. We'll get him on. Get him to say the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah, that gig.
That'd be such a good trade-off. Gets nothing and gets cancelled.
Yeah.
That, all
we
good.
Found Heggy.
We found Heggy. I did yell out. There's actual recorded evidence. It's so funny pissing at him off.
It's not hard.
It's well. Not.
Yeah. I'm fucking adjusted, right? Go fuck yourselves.
You're doing well, mate.
You're adjusted.
Yeah. Adjusted?
He's reformed.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so anyway.
All this lingo.
What were we talking about?
Well,
cancel culture.
No, Joe Rogan.
Rogan, all that.
No, it was comedy night on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
left.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the fucking shit went wild.
Yeah, so tell us.
So Paige got her tits out.
Yes.
She had like a white like button up t-shirt, and then it's like one of those fucking things, like a sheer fucking t-shirt, like a fishnet.
Fishnet.
Not a fishnet, but like a thin fishnet t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Looked like the lead singer at a Placebo sort of thing. Mm. And then halfway through her act, she's just like, and just fucking, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Was there any, like,
was there any context to it? Like, was it for a joke?
No, just fucking
talking about something completely unrelated to breasts and then just gets her tits out.
Yeah. And then, like, about 3 minutes later, because she went for, like, 10, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, am I boobs or my tits fucking distracting you?
So you could kind of see them through the fishnets, I'm assuming, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, total, like, check this shit out sort of thing. Yeah, check just, like,
fuck. Check out the hormones.
Wow. That's
yeah, it's just kind of off-putting.
Were people kind laughing?
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't like. Nah, everyone laughed and then it kind of just got like. What are you
it
doing?
It just got weird,
yeah.
Did it go real quiet?
What's that?
Just went real quiet in the room. Just killed it.
And it wasn't a set, it was another therapy. Fucking blah, fucking just get it.
Oh, like
out.
My set.
Not as bad as yours.
At least you tried to do bits.
Yeah, this was better.
Yeah.
she had fishnet.
Yeah.
She has proper tits.
Yeah.
Puts on the show.
If I get my tits out, everyone's just like, ugh.
Yeah. I was trying to get Ben to do it afterwards, just to get out.
That would have been fucking hilarious. Are we doing this now?
Yeah.
He just takes his shirt off.
He's had his shirt off before.
Yeah,
he has. Stage.
But it would be funny if he just plowed through his set.
Would be good.
And said, are my tits
yeah, that would be
distracting?
Well, who was emceeing that? Was it Luke and...
Luke and Elliot. So
what did Luke have to say about this?
So,
or Elliot?
So they had it going. Like, she did a set, and then we thought, like, everyone's workshopping ideas at the back of the room, like, what can you say sort of thing.
Mm.
And then it happened, then it just got on a page, and then brought up the next person, that was it.
you couldn't say anything.
That was who?
I think Elliot introduced, and there was some other chick, some new chick, who's like, did you ever watch that show 24 at all?
Yeah, a couple of episodes here and there.
Anyway, there's the very first series, the evil chick was named Nina, it looked exactly like her.
Fuck, you've got some dated references.
No, well, she does. If you've seen it, you would have gone, that's her. Fucking.
Yeah.
And she got up and did pretty much the same thing, but it's kind of like,
so
fuck men,
it. It's all right.
Fuck
yeah.
Men,
yeah.
Fuck men.
Did she get her tits out, though?
No, and then she's talking about how she fucks heaps of guys and she does yoga on the tables at the Lasagari to pick up blokes or something. But fuck men, fuck men, fuck men.
Did we see her on my birthday that night?
So she's.
Do you remember?
I don't know.
I just looked up a picture of Nina from 24. Just based on the set, I was like, sounds like a lesbian.
She kind of, yeah, I think she's like battling her sexuality at the moment, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
She's losing that battle.
Yeah, right.
And, yes, anyway, and then, yeah, cool, yeah, just to verify.
Yeah, that's the right
that's a strong jawline right there, that's what that is.
Yeah, and that haircut too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so Luke's gone, all right, so I've had a lot of man bashing, now here's, we've got two acts left, and it was me and Ben, it's like, two blokes, we're going to get it back, two men that hate women. And
yes.
And so Ben went off, and he fucking went hard as shit. Like,
yeah.
He started off
fuck yeah.
with his jokes, but then as the set went on, he's just thinking of offensive shit to say.
Yeah. Holy fuck, that crowd was
that
mostly women.
Yeah. Did it do well?
No. I wasn't
Man.
Even there. And
that would have been, they would have been united at this point,
Dude.
Right?
Just I would have thought they would have gotten the joke.
But it was weird because like, it's like the crowd.
That is the funny thing to do right there.
It was like a wedding of, like, I think they said at the start, it's like everybody's on one side and then just other two people on the other, so it's kind of weird. So then more people turned up, and that when I was finishing up, all these lads were coming in, and so, yeah, it kind of got to be...
Like men versus women.
What's that?
Basically men versus women. Like.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And, like, I wasn't going, I wasn't saying, I was trying to do a set. I was trying to do a thing about Valentine's Day, and it didn't go well, so, yeah. But I think now that the other thing's not on Tuesday night, they're going to start later. So it'll probably end up being like a better show.
That will be better.
People will fill in, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go first. And yeah.
It's a good fuck, man. Like, it's crazy. You get actual walk ins there.
Yeah.
People are just like, oh, fuck, I'll just come see a show.
Yeah. So that was all. Yeah, there's only one on this week. It was fucked. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like four on last week, including the Saturday shows.
Mm.
That was a good week last week.
Mm-hmm. It sucks too because I missed a really good show at the comedy club.
Which one?
Last Tuesday as well. Like, because we only had that one show. Mm. That's it. We were supposed to do the Star the same night.
Oh, yeah.
It got cancelled.
Yeah, we don't have enough comedians yet to do like multiple rooms.
Yeah.
On the same night. If we had more comics, it would work.
Yeah.
Whether we'd have no.
But
we've
then
got.
Then you run the risk of it turning into like all comics rooms.
Yeah.
So
Lewisham, fucking.
Yeah, that sort of shit. Yeah.
Did you go down Thursday?
Nah, glad I didn't. It was like 26 on the fucking.
Saw
list.
That.
Whoa.
I'm emceeing it in March and I'm dreading it now.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Like, fuck.
They just want to see you die. That's
yeah.
It's evil. It's fucking evil, man. Like,
yeah,
just,
it is.
It's good for you though. You go down there once every couple of months. And you're just like, oh yeah. You come back at Newcastle. And go, these cunts have got nothing. Like, I don't know this shit.
Sometimes it's good to run your jokes in a dead room like that, just to see.
Because if it's a real banger and it goes in there,
you know
you got something hot.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. Or there's just like, sometimes you've just got to let a joke die. Like,
oh, right.
Sometimes you'll just spit one out and you're like, oh, this one usually kills. And then it gets nothing. And you've got to be able to like maintain your composure and do the next joke. And make it look like
rattled.
It didn't even affect you.
Yeah.
That was
but
the...
for that, it's like the whole set. If you're going down to do them rooms, you just got to do that.
That was
that's a joke.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
That was the one thing I did at Gosford when my jokes started bombing. I just stuck to it. Yeah. Like I didn't change whatsoever. Because my new fucking cancer joke, I did that in a room to over 50s.
Half of them
and it didn't go well.
No.
Wow.
Who'd have thunk it? I was going. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how this is going to go in this room.
I thought that'd be relatable.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that would have killed.
Yeah,
that would have been killed.
Yeah. And then the stroke joke did go much better. So, I killed in the start though. I got an applause break. It was the weirdest set ever. Like I went from killing to bombing. It was crazy. I watched it back that night with Tanya. She was like, oh, this is going well. I'm like, wait for it.
Wow.
And then at the end, she was like, ugh. that was her reaction, man.
Right.
Yeah.
So you didn't pull the ripcord, though?
No, I didn't. I did my time because I was like, he's fucking booked me for this curated open mic.
Yeah. You got a
half price meal.
Schnitzel.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking. I couldn't even buy us a meal.
You just got a discount on the meal.
Yeah, just got a discount on the meal. One free beer.
Yeah, that's fine.
Drove all the way to fucking wine.
Telling cancer jokes.
Better than nothing. Yeah.
Retiree show.
Yeah.
What was the room like? Like.
It's good.
Setting.
Oh, it needs some fucking stage lights. It really needs them.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it's not a bad room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good acoustics.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Apart it's just a big room. It's just a big room.
That's bad acoustics.
Yeah.
It reminded me of...
That worked all right, though, for you when the mic died. That
I kind of salvaged my set, I think. Like,
I think you did.
Yeah. It kind of...
I was going down.
Yeah.
I liked how you did the lion tame a bit, even though the fucking mic was wireless.
Yeah.
I had that thought. I was like, what's he going to do here?
Yeah, but I used the mic stand instead as a...
Yeah.
It didn't work as well.
Didn't get the flick going.
Nah.
Should have done that thing like you do with the pencil, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had bigger problems at that stage.
I did like it. Reminded you me of Watt Street. The hearing aid, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I was lucky because I walked past him and see he was an old cunt on the way up to stage. I was like, oh, that'll do. Fucking.
A bit digging.
No, it's good. That was like, you don't get that at open mics as a rule. Like, nah. Things going wrong, people calling out and all that sort of shit. You only get it at booked gigs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unless definitely. It's the fucking Crown Anchor when Chris was running it, and that was every week. Who's going to take the fucking
batteries ball? Again?
That was fucking funny that time. You were just like, you were on stage, and the batteries were fucked out. And I was just like, I got up on stage, I was like, isn't Ronan an electrician? Yeah.
It's a good joke. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
It doesn't when you really think about it, but it was funny in the moment. That was the first joke I ever made on stage, probably.
Nice.
It was early on.
What about your RCAs and your nan's cunt?
Yeah, there was a bit of that too, wasn't there?
That was a straight riff, that one.
Oof.
He ran it by me before. I'm like, you should do it.
Yeah, you should do it.
I was like, okay.
You're not a nice friend.
Yeah.
I might bring that back one day.
What you were saying is, I want to see that.
Yeah. I want to watch what happens.
Yeah. I reckon I could bring that back and make it funny one day. One day. Not yet.
All right, let's do a little challenge.
We're going to workshop it.
We'll dig up some old material, like real old.
Yeah.
On the pod, and we'll say, all right, that can't. I don't see how that can work, but see if you can make it work now.
Dude, that's a fucking good idea.
I don't see how that can work.
Yeah.
I know which bit Ethan needs to do.
Is it the tranny porn bit?
Could be that one. Could be that one.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
I've got to drop the hard T.
Yeah.
Whatever. How do you do it?
Fuck, have you got any jokes that you can think of?
Yeah, the first set I ever did.
Your first set, I remember, went well.
Yeah, it did, but then I tried to do the joke the next time, and then it
was
like...
Was that the rape joke?
I got... No. No, it was...
The rape joke always worked.
It's not that. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was transgender-based, I suppose.
Oh, the blender joke.
Blender.
Yeah.
And like, and then I did it like third time, and I got nothing, and I think you were like... Yeah, you don't know how to do that kind of stuff yet. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I think I got like the first time was kind of like, oh, it's his first time.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Do
you reckon you could ease the crowd into it by saying like, I love dinosaurs, I love Tyrannosaurus Rexes. You just start talking about them and then you just change Tyrannosaurus to tranny.
I think someone does a similar sort of joke in Sydney where they're like, the English language, like in Australia, we always shorten things for nicknames like... Grandma, granny.
Oh, Andrew Schultz.
Transsexual, tranny.
One of that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Is
yeah,
it
that's
Schultz?
A killer one, that one.
Yeah.
Welcome that's to like... the English language transgender, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't know that was Schultz. I thought that was someone from Sydney.
No, I remember seeing someone that. I don't watch a lot of Schultz, but I remember seeing that one.
No, the dude's a fucking maniac.
Oh, he's fucking good. But yeah.
He's good, but he's a...
I like that crowd work special. That's gold. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's really good.
I'm trying to write, like, now, more kind of left turn jokes. Like,
left turn?
Yeah, like 0 to 100. Like, you really don't see it coming.
You mean like misdirection?
Yeah, sort of misdirection. Yeah, just, yeah,
like
a little bit like that, but
yeah,
not as extreme.
Coming,
no. Yeah, no, they didn't.
Fixing my TV next minute.
Yeah, turn
that's
around.
That's got the cables up a cunt.
There's a reviewer up back. It's like, brilliant, never seen that one coming.
Yeah.
It'll take you to places you never thought possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, connect you into things you didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dry fire, that one is.
Dry fire.
Yeah.
The worst.
Well, that's what I've done with the new kitten joke that I do, where I'm talking about my cat.
Well, you stuck RCAs up its cunt.
Yeah, jammed it right up there. Yeah.
I put cables up my nan's pussy.
Yeah. I've written a couple more.
No, not her cunt. The cat.
No, yeah. That's what was, that's what was wrong with the joke. It was just that it was a grandma and not a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fixed it.
And my grandma's jammed wires up the cat's cunt.
Yeah, so not only do you misdirect and people think you've jammed wires up your nan's cunt.
Yeah, up the cat's cunt. You can't say no to CCs. Cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah. But I'm having fun with it. It's fucking, when I get them, they're like that fucking new stroke joke I do. I'm like, it's so fucked, people can't help but laugh.
Like, yeah, so got that surprise shock.
Yeah.
But last Thursday night, they didn't laugh.
No.
Too close to home.
Yeah.
Having one at the event.
It was like that 6 degrees of separation. It's like they all know someone who's had one. So they're like, nah, I can't laugh on behalf of Bevan.
Yeah, no, of Bev. They know Auntie Bev.
Yeah, they do.
Not Wong, talking about the crown on Thursday night.
Oh, that's yeah, that was... First. Mm. That was the worst. I knew there was one coming.
Everyone bombed?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I said to you, I was like, I'm due for a big bomb.
Who was the MC?
Leo. So we went from Legacy on Wednesday night to a red hot crowd, bringing the whole place like...
There was a crowd there and...
And then you had Leo doing his first time, which you're all going to do first.
Wait, what was Wednesday?
Wednesday was a stag. Last Wednesday was a stag.
Last Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was good. And then, Thursday night was fucking like next a dismal night. Crowd at fucking Crown Acre with Leo doing his first ever MC.
How did he go? Did he?
Not so flash.
Held it together. Was it like the room's fault sort of thing, or was there any element of that?
He was trying new material as
well. Yeah,
He opened up like he was opening a conference or something, and he was like the CEO of the company. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Crown Anchor fucking tonight, blah, blah, blah.
Is there like a new product launch or something? Yeah.
How many MCs has he seen, though? You've seen so many. You know what they do.
Just be a hack and just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to reinvent the fucking wheel. But anyway, Eddie told him, just don't do that. Just do your fucking...
Just
do your shit.
Yourself,
I booked
longer.
You for a thing. You do your fucking shit.
Yeah.
You can't... Well, you can, I suppose you can try new shit, but it's like... It's already new enough for the experience, right? I love doing it.
Well, you're also getting paid to...
Yeah, that's right, to do your time.
Yeah, but how many times have like everybody... You've gone and gone, I'm going to do this. It's going to be different. It's going to be so fucking good. And you walk off, you're going like, why the fuck did I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the trick is to try and self-edit before you realise that. I do it all the time. I'll write bits and then the next day I'm just like, what the fuck was I thinking? That's awful.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I don't catch that and they go to stage. And then I'm like, that was a bad idea.
But the ones where you're like, I fucking don't know how this is going to go, but I'm just going to go for it. And if it works, you feel like a fucking rock star.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It is, it's really fun when it just hits and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, and
especially
you get off...
Not of the stay.
Yeah.
If it hits somewhere else, you're like, oh, fuck, yeah.
It's a good joke, yeah. Yeah.
What was that, jab of the hut?
It wasn't me for once.
I tried to agree with that amount. I just swallowed some beer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Look, he had the first go at it. Fucking, the thing was, like, he prepared an intro for each person.
Oh, like a roast?
No, it was like... I don't know what it was.
Was it like a UFC announcement?
It was like
a brief
overview of their life. So for Adam, it was a roast. This guy lived with his parents up until 40, but he owns his own business. Give it up for Adam Ronan.
He was trying to not roast him, but he's like, my hands are tired here.
I don't think it's possible not to roast him.
Why the fuck didn't you do that, Ethan?
That's cool.
That is so funny. Luke does it to us.
Last time you did the crown.
Oh, yeah, I said something
he's
like about
your hair.
He's
got more jokes than hair.
But I knew you'd like that because you'd shit on me as soon as you got on stage and it fucking got you going.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah.
That was good.
So Leo's gone, like, this guy, he's an electrician, he came to my house, he did a job, it was fantastic. Give him a call on this number.
Yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Plugged your business.
It's like a full plug.
A minute fucking thing. And like, imagine if I got up and was like, wanted to be like, yeah, so I'm a fucking vet or something, and get on a dude like jokes about. Yeah,
I'm a lion tamer.
Blown your, blown your cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably would have worked better anyway, but yeah, it's just kind of like, that's how you put a handbrake on the fucking momentum, mate. Like, but I will give him props, so, like.
How did he know who was going to be on?
I think he must have just written for everybody.
Everyone in Newcastle.
52 people.
I
want to
know what Luke's was.
I don't know.
This guy works at the kebab shop.
Gave me a good kebab deal. Everyone's the same. Did a great job.
Yeah.
If you got up, you would have been, he's a chippy, he comes to my place, he does a
great job. He sometimes works with Adam.
Yeah. But yeah, like out of all of like things that he got wrong, there's one thing he got perfectly right, which is like everybody's bombing. But Broden got up and fucking stunk the place to high heavens.
Oh, really?
And he got up and did time after Broden.
Nice. Well played.
Suck shit, Broden. I know you listen to this.
So he did no time for anyone else.
Nobody else.
Yeah.
I turned around and Broden was sitting next to me. He's like, he just did time after you. Like, fuck.
What are we? You just got put in the oven, isn't it? The oven? The microwave. Yeah.
Dude. Broden, I've been there. I've been there. I've gotten off stage and gone, oh, that went all right. And then the MC still did time. I was like, oh.
Fucking bummed.
It's not all, not every time. Sometimes you just say something that the MC's like, oh, I've got a joke on that.
Yeah, definitely. So they well, sometimes they're just like, I need to do half an hour tonight. So they're just like, I'm doing.
Yeah, if they're cabba, he'll do fucking five in between every act.
Yeah.
And five at the end, too.
Yeah. So yeah.
Show finished. And he did two more jokes.
Wrapping it up, bro.
He wrapped it up. I was like, you fucking mad gun.
I fucking love him. I fucking
getting
love
into
him.
Another 10
it
at the
right
end.
Evan bombed right at the end.
He did. Yeah.
So his last joke. Did.
Is he from Sydney?
He's from the Central Coast. He's like a fatter guy. He looks like a celebrant because he's a funeral director, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah,
too.
Maybe at one of the Central Coast gigs.
You would have seen
at Dave's.
Gigs,
yeah,
sure.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, he was going well, really well. And then he's just went for one fucking set the bar, like one more little notch higher in his high jump attempt.
Was it the Coonan Goon joke?
No, it wasn't that.
That flew because it was wild.
Yeah.
So they were,
yeah.
Although it was a bit like, oh.
Yeah, no, I can't remember what his last one was, but it was like, killing it. All right, let's go for one more joke. Fucking bombed.
It was brutal.
And then, yeah, Cava got up and did the washing machine joke.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And he finished with that one, I think, and some other one before it, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did something before and then, yeah, that. Yeah.
They would have loved that.
Yeah.
They fucking loved it.
Dude, it kills. It kills.
It's kind of like, you just watch back like your sets, obviously, from that night.
Yeah.
And could you see bits where you could have done crowd work? Because there was always somebody just chirping away.
Yeah, it was that one dude in the middle. And I was sort of... The problem is the crowd's almost, because it's such a higher stage, for me at least, they're like too far away. I was like, it was good in the fact that you could see them. Mm. You probably have that with you. Like with the comedy club doing crowd work, it's hard to see them.
Yeah.
You could do it, though.
You can do it. You just can't see.
Doesn't matter that they're far away.
Yeah.
You could do it.
You just got to yell.
Yeah.
I mean, that room's not stopping.
You don't have to yell. You got
fucking crowd work in it.
Kyle would fucking destroy there.
He did.
Yeah. Dude.
He fucking did. I watched him.
He had some
guy operating the smoke machine within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He just made some dude do it.
Yeah, he's like, you're tall. Like, yeah,
gig.
He was trying to get it work, and then he's like, you're now the new smoke operator.
Yeah.
And every time someone would get up, he'd go, smoke, please. It was fucking gold.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Was that the...
That was the comedy showcase.
Oh, the Saturday night one.
It was the night before his show, I think.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I missed that. That weekend was...
Yeah, you were out.
Fucking
dude. It was... Just to rub it in.
Oh, you were on?
Yeah, I was on. Like, it was fucking insane, man. Kyle had the place rumbling. Yeah. Like, It was fucking insane. You could go up and you couldn't not kill. Yeah. Like, it was fucking awesome. Oh, you could. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, introducing Brian Gurr.
There's a new fucking standard in town.
There is.
After Wednesday
Jay
night,
Bellis.
Jay's taking the
Brian
crown.
Brian even got some laughs on Wednesday night, and Jay just got stone cold fucking.
Brian's getting better.
Yeah.
Brian's getting better, and he's becoming self aware. He is, because the other day we got off. He got off stage, and I said, "Oh, how'd you go?" Actually, we're at the Star, so yous weren't here for this. We're at the Star, and he said, "Oh, how'd you go?" He goes, "Nah, not well." He goes, "Oh, kind of." He goes, "I got some chuckles." He goes, "But like, I also got chuckles for the wrong reason." Like, he now knows that people are laughing at him.
Fuck, it's
for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, because he's up there. Yeah. He's like, should I do new stuff or strong stuff? And we all just pissed ourselves in the back.
That's nuts.
And then fucking, you know, you're talking about the autism bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Brian just walked like straight.
They'd probably have their own fucking language.
Right. Brian walked straight off stage, straight down the middle, and out the door and down the steps. Didn't even look at anything because I think he was going straight to the Star. But it's like a good way to do it. It's just like, I bombed, I'm out.
Yeah.
And Luke's gone, speaking of autism, isn't that good?
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
He's gonna get better from carrying Elliot fucking in the thinger.
Yeah. We're just
Busting the back.
I think we've got an hour now, haven't we?
48.
48. We've got 12 minutes. Well, let's fucking do some bits, eh? Let's read some bits. I had a couple.
Oh, I'm not sure that'll work. Is that the name of the segment? What's the name of the segment?
Oh, this is just the what do you got bits, isn't it?
This is just what do you got.
Well, yeah. We should do it as a challenge as well. Also, just try and find all your bits that don't work and then just get up there and do them as they don't work and then try and make the people laugh because they're not working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I was like thinking about doing a bit that's just, it's just like fucked shock humor.
Yeah. But then about turning RCA cables at all?
No, it was it's like I'm trying to write like a fuck shock humor joke but then make it self deprecating. I'll try and find it.
Does anyone need a drink?
No. I'm alright, thank you.
Yeah, please. I'm in the bucket at the back. Cheers. Northern, please.
Yeah, so here it is. So it's like it's trying to be like a shock humor joke, and then it'll be like almost trying to crowd work it. But it's like, I was hot last night and then cold. I'm like, you ever get that like on like fucking weird temperature nights where you can't get comfortable? It's like I was tossing and turning the whole time.
Is this like, a story or fucking?
Fuck, my mum hates it when I roll around at night.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's like I'm afraid of that, like. I'm afraid of that joke because I'm worried people like won't be surprised when I fucking make it. It's like, yep, that dude looks like he sleeps in the same bed as his mum. Like,
yeah, I see.
Yeah, trying to like explain it off. But it's, yeah, I don't know. I got one. I rewrote an old joke as well. Marriage is three things. It's like you've got to have three skills to be married successfully. The ability to talk and work out problems. You know, you need to be a good listener. And thirdly, you've got to be able to jerk off while your wife's asleep.
Oh, this is a ninja one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that part of a bigger bit?
Yeah, that was my old fucking wank ninja joke. Was that... Did I do that one at fucking...
I haven't heard that.
Dubbo?
I don't know.
I haven't heard it for a long time.
Cheers. You're better off with that other one where you just do the act out bit, I reckon.
Yeah, the fucking... Yeah, that one's... It's funny. That act out is really funny. I'm just having trouble working out how to set it up better because, yeah, it's a funny punchline, but I need to set it up a bit better. I don't know how to do that yet. There's jokes that I write now and I'm like, I'm not good enough. Like, I've got a good premise, but I'm not a good enough joke writer to make it better. That's the problem I'm running into at the moment. I know what I want to do, but I can't do it. It's like watching a person sprint 100 metres.
What's the joke? What's the premise?
I've found a bunch. I got another one trying to do, like, left turns, like, fucking sharp. Yeah. If I find out what annoys people, I'll just do it for fun. Like, I can't help it. Like, my mate was, like, really hates spiders. So one night I snuck into his room and took a shit in his carpet. What I'm obviously trying to do is set it up that I was going to play a prank by putting a spider in his bed, but instead I took a shit in his carpet. Yeah,
that's deranged.
That's not a left turn. You just handbraked it and fucking got out of the car and set it on fire. Fucking... Why don't you say?
I think if you played down, if you went down the spider angle more and more,
yeah,
leading down the path a bit more than that.
If you I'll tell a story about how much he hates spiders.
Maybe something like
that. Yeah.
Like if you want to, I don't know.
My friend hates spiders, so I shit on his road.
That's what I heard. I was like, that doesn't.
Doesn't make any sense why you do that. I know that. Yeah.
What about if you said, like, I don't know if you'll get this one or not. It's like, my friend hates spiders, so the other night I threw a pedophile in his bed.
That's funny. Trust you to take it there, too.
Yeah. That's definitely you.
Ronan could write a pedophile joke underwater.
You got to be good at something, don't you?
Yeah.
What was my joke? All right, I did it at the stag, but it was like the Costco joke about Shaz buying 4 kilos of cheese and now I'm constipated as fuck.
Yeah.
And I did the bit about, like, they must have a giant dick in there because my only gets a few grams of cheese from mine per day. Well, they got a giant Costco cock out the back. They're just scraping it for cheese every day. And that got like a, oh.
Yeah.
And then everyone go, and I go, yeah. They go, Ethan, that's disgusting. Cheese comes from cows. I'm like, you can't lie to me. Cows don't have dicks. And it got a laugh at people.
It's funny.
Like, what the fuck?
You've got to get through it, though.
Oh, it's.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
Yeah.
It's a retarded joke. I don't know what can be done to fix, like, make that less gross. Because it needs to involve dicks.
Yeah, cheesy dicks. That's the punchline.
Yeah. That's like Eddie's joke about the dude from Sweden or Switzerland or whatever.
Oh,
neutral and famous for its cheese, which gets a groan.
Yeah.
She loves doing it. Yeah.
What about you boys? What do you got, Mark?
Hold on.
All right, Ryan.
You're on. You're ready.
Got a few at the moment. You know that SAS show?
Yeah, I've seen it in passing. Yeah.
Yeah, Leah, I've seen fucking. They should have the show like SES instead, and then get Scott Morrison on there, and like all the different fucking things there. Like he's like, you got to fight a fire, and he's like, I don't fucking hold a hose. Well, you fucking do now, mate. Like. That's me more having a rant than...
Yep.
All right.
I just thought of a funny idea for a show, SES, but like in the style of Russell Coit, where it's just a group of SES dudes going to rescue people, but just fucking shit up even more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Climate change. Valentine's Day is the climate change of like days of the calendar. Because if you deny Valentine's Day, everyone reckons you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a true statement.
And then, like... Yeah.
I think that's the intro to the joke. Would be like, I'm a Valentine's Day denier.
Yeah.
It's got to go from there.
Yeah. But there's a bit, like, there can be...
And then you could make your connections. Because then you're like, I'm a... Fucking
climate and Valentine's Day denier. Put them both together or something.
Yeah. No, you can't say. Well, not that I'm not climate change one. And also, if you fucking say that, everybody's going to hate you instantly anyway. Mm. So,
yeah, it'd be like I'm a Valentine's Day denier, but unlike climate change, I whatever.
Right, yeah, that'd work too.
Yeah,
something like that. Maybe that maybe has legs.
Wooden ones, or?
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to have a go at the fucking, you know, the ads on TV about how they're fucking bald. It's like, oh, I saw it coming, and then they fucking, it's like some bloke's going, oh, I was standing in line at the servo and I saw this guy standing behind me with the same jacket and he was going bald, and I turned around and there was no one there, and that was the time I figured out that it was time to do something about it. It's like, you got to go and do something else, cunt. Like, you're that fucking stupid that you can't realise that that's you. Fucking, you think somebody's like following you around.
Like, yeah.
That's, yeah, that didn't make sense when you said it. Like, so the ad's obviously like shot and it's like the person behind him.
No,
like,
no,
cuts,
it's like,
and then he's gone or no, something like that.
No, it's like they just have some blokes like stand on a stump with like never lost a fucking a hair in his head, yeah. Big full beard.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, so I was standing, like that's his story.
Right.
I was like, I was standing at a servo and I looked at the CCT camera up there. And fucking, I seen this guy stand behind me with the same jacket, and he was bald. And I turned around, and there was no one there. And that's when I realised I had to do something about my hair loss.
And that's when I realised I have psychosis.
that's what I'm saying. Like, these people are all fucked.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And
there's people following me.
I want to go and try and get a job at a hair loss clinic, and then sue for discrimination when they fucking don't. And get like a bald flash mob like going down the street.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yeah, like if you see a bunch of bald white men, you never know what they're going to do. Like, you've probably workshopped in your head what the fuck's going to go on, but you never quite know where they're going to go with it, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you just go and pick it out the front of a fucking advanced hair or whatever. That's just the,
yeah, that one,
the premise
work
of it, yeah.
Yeah, just great. Picturing you picketing out in front of an advanced hair. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's got to be some slogan you can copy or something. It's close. Don't know,
yeah,
what. Don't know what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw a catchphrase in there.
Your lies, yeah.
Your lies aren't going to cover it.
BLM, yeah. Bald Lives Matter.
Bald Lives Matter.
Bald Heads Matter or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Every head is sacred or something. I don't know.
Oh, you got any more, Ronan?
One other one. Who was it? Oh, I was at the wholesale the other day getting some shit, and the bloke's like, they've said, oh, it's going to rain, and this bloke behind the counter's like, fuck, it better not rain. If I don't mow my lawn, it's going to turn into a jungle. And then I was just like, you know, you always hear someone like, oh, I'm going to fucking go into jungle, fucking blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
I just want to see how long I can go. Like, oh, your garden's not a jungle. Like, there's not, you know, gorillas hiding out in there with hostages or something like that, and just keep going and see if I can get like a 5 minute bit of like, your garden's not a jungle, and just keep bringing out one, like, example after the other.
Yeah, of real world jungles.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a Mexican man in my backyard with a Coke lab.
Yeah, stuff like that. And just, I think, like, obviously it'll be funny, then it'll not be funny, then it'll be funny again, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But like a callback bit kind of thing.
I just keep going.
Well, you do open up
more
with
and
the,
more
yeah.
absurd. Mm. Like, so it's, yeah, you know, by the last one, it's just fucking absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the last one would
sounds
just
like
be...
Sounds like a lot of work.
I know.
Sounds like a lot of work. Like maybe you could just be like...
He's like, nah.
You've just got long grass, cunt. That would be the punchline for that. It's not a jungle. You've given all these reasons why it's not a jungle. And then you just... Yeah, you've just got long grass.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's an writing that joke was a lot of work. Yeah. Much like tending to your lawn when it's... So I see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Let's bring it full circle.
Full circle. What about you, Mark? What do you got, mate?
Found out the other day, you know, disgruntled, the word?
Yeah.
The opposite to that is gruntled, which is fucking funny in itself. My parents told me that, and I was like, that's really funny.
That I've is never... funny. Yeah.
So, yeah, so gruntled means like,
yeah.
like you're a gruntled employee or something.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. So I put it into my phone, and it auto-corrected to disgruntled X. I was like, oh, yeah, I've had plenty of those.
That's funny. Is just in that, just even I, saying
the word gruntled is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. kind of not my premise, but
I feel like
I'm going to roll with it. My,
well,
my parents aren't comedians.
They're not comedians,
so.
Yeah.
That'd be a great name for a show, I reckon, if you did your hour
Dude.
Called it Gruntled.
Oh, that's a good idea. I could name like
yeah.
a show or something that's
Gruntled. Yeah. yeah. But I feel like that bit is
on the poster, raw comedy entrant.
Yeah. I feel like that's just that bit there would be just it's you could literally just define what disgruntled is. Be like, I found out what the opposite of disgruntled is. The word, yeah. It's and then you're like, it's gruntled. And that there so is funny. That there is funny.
Yeah.
It's
I'm going to do it just so I can record it and send it to my parents.
Could you do that, like, so I need rule of threes? Because obviously if you did dis, everyone knows it's going to be gruntled.
Yeah.
But you do, like, opposites.
Dude, I genuinely think that joke... Just it's the funny thing about it is it's gruntled. Yeah, it's just gruntled. So you just
and then you just need to give a few examples, I feel, and like of things you would be gruntled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our first baby, we're so over the gruntled.
Yeah.
We are very gruntled.
Yeah.
Gruntled.
Yeah, how's it what's it like being a new dad? I'm gruntled. Yeah. You could definitely rule a three that. You could be like, a dad, what's another like nice thing that you'd be happy about?
You got a promotion.
Yeah, I got a promotion. I'm gruntled.
Oh, what do you say? You think a gruntled worker.
What's something fucked you can do? Just go under the gutter. What's something fucked you could do with sex?
Oh, the gruntle. It sounds like a fucking sex move, doesn't it?
Yeah. My wife sucked my dick last night. I'm gruntled.
No.
You fucked her so hard, she was gruntled.
Oh, yeah. I fucked my wife so hard, she was gruntled.
Yeah, but then, like, what?
Gruntled? She gruntled right in the middle.
Yeah.
Gruntled wife, gruntled life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. Translating to the word. Yeah, happy.
Yeah.
But it does sound like a sex position too. It's like, I gruntled the shit out.
Yeah. Yeah.
A new trend on TikTok is fucking kids gruntling each other.
Yeah.
It's going to become
ask
a
about how it's spelled about
it's
it.
It's going to be like the word.
Very gruntled.
I feel like the word gay. Because gay meant happy.
Yeah. What if that turns into the new people? Oh, he's gruntled.
Oh, you're so fucking gruntled.
You have a gruntled pride parade.
Hey, fellas, I'm gruntled.
Sounds kind of like drunk as well. Like
yeah.
Get fucked up.
Mate. Oh, yeah, let's
Mitch,
get drunk. Oh,
Mitch on his 30th, he was fucking gruntled, mate.
Yeah.
Never seen someone so gruntled.
Oh, it's a word that's got so many uses, isn't it?
Dude.
So good. Just
it's like lit.
It's so fun fucking, just to, it's so fun just to say, isn't it?
You could get 5 minutes on that for sure.
This episode is definitely called Gruntled.
We
just
can't.
One word.
I'd be copywriting that word. That's
it's a
fucking,
fucking
good
word. That
word.
Already exists.
I know, but it's good.
You can't copyright it.
Yeah, you can.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You can copyright anything.
You can.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are.
You can copyright a word.
All rise yeah, for Mitch Coyne versus Gruntled for people in New South Wales.
For exclusive use of the word Gruntled.
Let me get this right. I miss the cricket. Because you want to copyright the word gruntled.
That'd be on front page of the paper.
Swing it into the bit, Mark. You've got 5 minutes on gruntled now.
Oh, dude. Man. I'm not going to do a set tonight. I'm just going to do 5 minutes on gruntled. See how far I can just string it out.
Dude.
Fuck it out.
100%. That joke is fucking... At least the definition of gruntled. That right there is a funny thing.
Just like in the middle, just go.
I might tonight. Yeah.
Just go disgruntled, gruntled, and get a laugh, and then if they laugh, it's like kind of like, oh, we're gonna give you permission to go a bit harder.
Yeah,
it is a paid gig though, so
yeah, I'm not real keen on doing it on paid.
Yeah,
but if you just go, like, it only takes up 10 seconds to just go.
Yeah, disgruntled.
Found out the definition of gruntled, not disgruntled, whatever. You know,
yeah,
the opposite.
Don't do what I did. I've had a beer.
I think it's maybe as long as you don't go, oh, sorry, that was a new bit. Like,
yeah.
As long as you just like go, right.
What you
want to
do is
keep moving.
When you're trying a new bit, you want to go, this is a new bit, so it's probably going to fucking suck and you'll hate me and it's going to be fucking trash. But anyway.
Yeah.
Setting up like so many pillows.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Just do it. Like, do that. Just do come out of a bit and then just go, do you know the opposite of just gruntled is gruntled? And then just go straight back in another bit. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
I would repeat it right at the end though. I'd be like, the opposite of disgruntled is gruntled.
You've been a gruntled crowd.
Actually, yeah. No, that's how you end
your set. Yeah. I'm so gruntled to have a good set.
I'm very gruntled with my performance tonight.
Yeah. That would kill. If you're killing and you get to the end, you got to do it. You got to do it. Because it's like, fuck it.
If you're killing, that disgruntled joke will work, and then you can use it to close as a callback.
And you've got
to
record it. We want to hear this.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good premise.
Yeah,
that'll go well.
I was gruntled.
Yeah.
You guys seem pretty happy. You've had a good night.
Very gruntled
found out
this
the
evening.
Of, the opposite of disgruntled the other day.
Yeah.
It's gruntled?
It's gruntled?
Gruntled.
It's not what you think.
Yes. Yeah. That's about it. It's not what you think. It's gruntled. Oh, this might be one of those things that we think's funny. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll test it out there straight away.
No, just test it on stage tonight. That's the best
chance.
Yeah.
If I'm killing, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. I found.
I'll message through to Brady. Go, you've got to let him do 10 seconds of new material.
Right at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, that was that fucking gig at Wyong. Like, I had the new stuff about Ezra. The kid with Down syndrome, like I was going to do all that, and then I fucking piked out, and I was like, "Nah."
Yeah, because you saw me fucking eat it,
and I was like,
"Eat it."
You know what happens when that happens?
Well, I already had my plan. Like I'd already piked on it before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you can't change.
It's hard not to, eh?
Yeah,
they were a weird crowd. Like their intention span was short. I reckon
they liked one-liners. Yeah,
dementia span.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, Mark would have killed. With your, like, one-liners?
Do you mean Elliot?
Elliot would have done
all. Oh,
yeah.
Unless they all hate him.
Because he's,
Elliot for some reason.
Yeah?
Yeah. You never see him. He doesn't do well.
What sort of old are we talking about?
Like 50s, 60s. 40s, 50s, 60s sort of thing.
I reckon that's what they were on Saturday and he destroyed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they like him, they love him. And if they don't like him, they fucking hate him. It's one of those things.
Oh, they were on board straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was this at?
At the comedy club.
Yeah.
Did they introduce him as the guy that owns the place as well?
I think, yeah, it was Al Del Benny.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you'll know him from other places as the bar. That's it.
Yeah. Better laugh at the bartender.
We don't want to get roofied.
I don't think Elliot would roofie.
Nah.
I don't think he'd be like somebody that can... definitely, like, keep his face straight when he's doing something.
Yeah.
Elliot can't keep his face straight because he's gay. Got him. All right, let's end it there.
Yeah, that's good. We'll send that sound clip to him.
No, that was very good. I'm gruntled.
It's so funny.